Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. How about that question?
Why, what kind of man want a wife today who can't hold a conversation? No, don't a man want to sit up and talk to you about babies?
What up, yo? Welcome back. Welcome back, yo. This is your girl, D.
It's your girl, K.
Welcome back.
Whole nother episode.
So we're doing a Curious Cat part two because we couldn't fit everything into one episode.
And there's no way we were going to give you guys
it was impossible,
a
yeah.
2 to 3 hour episode. It just would have been...
It was just too long.
Too much. Too much.
Because I know you guys asked for longer episodes, but I can't talk for more than an hour.
I'm all thirsty. Like, and I was like, I gotta pee. So I'm gonna be back. Like, turn this off.
Yeah. I'm like, I gotta like make tea, like make some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Break it up a little bit.
We literally just finished recording a live.
Yeah, I literally feel like tired right now.
I'm exhausted.
It's a lot of work. How do people do I don't you know understand what it is? How people
I think
do
we,
this.
We didn't need to go on for over an hour. But yeah. We did. It just kind of happened. I think we had a lot of technical
difficulties.
You're in
the moment. Yeah.
So we kept going off and on and off and on. We kept
like joining
people.
And rejoining with other people's. Yeah. So, but it was fun nonetheless. Thanks for everyone who joined in. Thanks for people who commented, asked questions.
Yeah.
People
who DM'd
saying they were going to join in. That was cool. So, I don't know. Do you want to do it regularly?
I feel like, yeah, we could do it regularly.
Is that something you guys want to see? Like regular lives? Because if you do, I mean, we'll do it.
Yeah.
But you guys have to promise to join in. You guys have to say something. Because a part of me still finds it a little awkward.
Yeah, we're still getting used to it. Like
talking and
it's one thing for
listening.
Me and you to be like just talking
and
whatever. But like it's another thing when we're like, oh, shit.
In front of like an audience. Yeah. Even if it's just like five people.
I feel like I'm on stage.
Yes. But you can't see crazy. Like you can't see their faces. Like,
yeah.
Are you guys even watching? Are you guys entertained? Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people are reacting to it. So, I don't know. It's a little weird.
I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it. We had a really good conversation with Mo from Young and Muslim.
Yeah,
I thought it was dope that he joined, and we had some really, you know, he had some really good questions.
Yeah,
we were just talking. Like, I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I learned a lot about the DC Muslim culture. I guess like it's. It just seems more lit than Toronto, to be honest.
It's great compared to
I'm ready for a trip
Canada.
To DCU down, because I'm, like, ready.
Yeah, definitely, like, they have just events that are catered towards young Muslims, I guess. Yeah,
that was amazing.
Really
like, the event
cool.
that he was talking about was, like, amazing.
Yeah. If anyone has any ideas of stuff like that happening in Toronto that isn't awkward and that is fun and, like, anything like that, like, let us know. Because
we're always down to, like...
I think it's always... I don't know. Just mixes things up. Who's trying to go to Shisha like every week? Like, bro, I'm getting tired. Like, can we?
And on top of that, like, who's going to Shisha to like meet somebody?
Like, exactly. Like I'm not. No one's thinking about that.
Like, if you do go to Shisha with your friends, it's because you're going with your friends.
Yo, it's crazy. There, have you,
to,
you
like, meet somebody,
do you ever go to like
know.
A Shisha place and then you see girls that are like full face of makeup, everything? In my head, I'm like,
maybe they are meeting guys.
I was gonna say maybe you are meeting someone. I'm like, are you guys going somewhere afterwards? Like, what's the plan? Like, what was the GP? What's going on? Like. Because you guys look way too cute to be in this dusty ass shisha.
In this dusty ass. And you know, sometimes it's like a basement.
It is a basement. There's
like,
no ventilation. It's
bed?
Dark. You're like, what's going on? So, I don't know.
But you know what? At the end of the day, like, I'd rather them there than, like, at a club.
It's
let's
true.
Be real. So,
true.
I don't know.
You had to pick.
There's no, you know, it's alcohol free.
Some of them.
It's not a. Really? Some of them have alcohol?
Some of them aren't, like, Muslim. I mean,
oh, yeah, you're right.
It's Arab,
Toronto,
right?
Well,
it's not always.
Yeah, there are
some
of
them are bars or
whatever.
Alcohol, yeah,
right.
So you just got
to
pick and choose.
But if you're going to, like, a Muslim-owned shisha spot, there's no alcohol.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't even know how we got into all that, but...
well, thanks for... Well, our live. We're talking about our live. So thanks for everyone who joined in. And let's just continue where we left off with our curious cats. And let's answer some of these DMs from these dudes
so
with all these dilemmas.
So like, we're going to just try to fit in the remaining ones all into this episode.
Yes.
And then hopefully our next curious cat will be like a whole fresh batch. The
yeah,
funny thing
be
is
a while
we weren't really expecting to do a curious cat this soon because we literally just posted one.
Yes.
Like a couple weeks, like, you know, a few episodes ago. But we just, honestly, the questions were just piling up, so we had to do it.
And as a reminder, everyone, these are questions specifically from guys. So
this is a guys edition, male edition episode.
Yes, keep
all
that
right,
in mind.
So we got one, this was actually not a curious cat. This is a Twitter DM, so I can see who it is. so I guess he was just cool with just asking us straight up, didn't care about hiding his identity, which is cool. So basically, his question is, please describe a moment in your life when you had to cut someone off or stop feeding into their BS. Did you have any regrets? Do you feel like there's someone now in your in your life a friend that isn't as ride or die for you that you may need to cut off? And he said, that's all for today. Stay blessed. One love. Damn. Okay. That's a deep question.
That is.
Which is kind of gives me a break because our last episode, there were a lot of like just raunchy type of, insecure.
Well, it ended up with a pissed off vibe.
This one is a little deep. Yeah. And this is actually more of a personal question. Whereas in our last episode, there were mostly like scenarios, like what should I do type of scenarios.
Yeah. Maybe.
But this is like a direct question to us.
Unless he's going through that and wants to know like how we dealt with it.
What were you going to say?
No, go on.
No, I was just going to say for you to go first.
We're so polite.
I know, you go first. We're Canadian. We have to be.
So for me, let me see the question really quickly because I think it's two parts, right?
It's basically like, have you had to cut someone off, like a friend or
so someone? In the past, yes, I have had to cut off.
Snip, snip.
Yeah, not just one person, but a group of. I don't know if it's even as dramatic as to cut them off, but I just stopped
engaging.
Stop interacting.
There's different ways to cut people off.
Yeah, it wasn't a falling like a huge falling out or anything. Yeah. It's just you realize. Like it kind of was actually, but.
The trickle-down effect?
Yeah. And this was before the whole, like, self-care movement that's happening nowadays. And you know what I mean? Like, cutting people, negative people out from your life. This is, like, a couple years back where, like, the idea of toxic friendships, like, that was not even a thing that I was aware of.
Yeah, that's so true. I never realized what a toxic friend was until recently. Until just recently, learning about, growing up, getting wiser. Reading a lot more.
Yeah, people are more open to talk about these things. Yeah. So back then, I didn't know it. But now I'm like, whoa, okay, yeah, that's definitely what it was. So I have had to do it. I just feel like it's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Like so many.
I feel like I've talked about it before. Women have to do it. To cut like a friend off.
Yeah. And it's
honestly, we both have talked about this.
Yeah. It's growth, right? Like as you mature, your circles will naturally get smaller and smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. Some of it is by choice. You just have to cut certain people off who don't, you know what I mean? Like, are just bringing nothing but negativity to your life, aren't helping you, don't wish you well. And other times it just happens automatically. Like, there's certain people you used to be a lot closer with when you were in school, maybe, or.
And I remember that time, like, just being in school, it was all about rolling deep, right? So, like, you always had, like, a big group of friends.
Yeah.
I know I had more than one group of friends. Like, I'd have, like, my childhood friends, and then I'd have, like, my school friends.
Yeah,
there was always like a group that I was like rolling with, but like at the end of the day, like the more people you have, I don't know, I'm just a strong believer in this, but like the more people you have in your life that you claim to be so close to you, the more drama you're gonna have.
It's true.
You cannot be emotionally connected to that many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do you even keep up? It's too much. I don't know.
Do you have any regrets about any of that? I have some regrets about how maybe it went about, like, obviously, but that's maturity and that's time. Yeah. I don't have anyone that I'm like, oh, I wish, well, maybe that I wish I was still a little closer with, possibly, but nothing, not to the point where I feel like I have to try to fix anything. Like, it is what it is. Everything happens for a reason. It's, you know, we're still.
People drift apart.
Yeah, like, it's not bad. But right now in my life, is there someone in my life like a friend that is it a ride or die for you? Nope. Hell no. There's no way.
God. Thank God you said no, because I'm like sitting here looking at you like side eyes.
Like, bitch,
I'm like,
what?
Bitch, what?
Say it.
She gonna say?
Say it. No. No. There's no one in my life that I need to cut off right now. Alhamdulillah. Like everyone in my circle, it's a very small circle, but those are my ride or dies, and that's people I trust, and there's no one else I would want around me.
Dang, that was answered very. Very, very well. I mean, yeah, I guess I kind of talked about that before, but yeah, I've cut people off out of my life. Friends who are toxic. You know, it's funny because I never really, like you said, we didn't have like an official breakup with friends, a friendship breakup. It just kind of trickled down, right? Where it's like,
sometimes it is like a dramatic falling out, like a fight happens or whatever.
Yeah, but like, that's normal. Like, so I don't know, for me, I guess there wasn't really a fight. Yeah, we had a lot of disagreements about certain things, and we were kind of like talking less, and it just kind of happened. But in my mind, I wanted it to end.
True.
So I was like happy that we were talking less.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? And then when eventually you're not fighting for the friendship.
Yeah, you're not like, fighting to keep it
when
together.
It happened like on social media, which is funny because even though I wanted to stop talking to her, I didn't want to be that person that was like, I got to cut you out of my life, you know?
Yeah.
I
just like didn't unfriend be that person. The person or whatever?
Yeah, so that person unfriended me. Mm. And I was so happy. Like, I wasn't even mad. I was just like, oh, thank God.
like the pressure like, is off you.
Yeah, I was like, good riddance, you know? So it just felt really, really good. I felt like a huge part of, like a weight was lifted off of me, you know? I don't regret it. I don't regret because, you know, now that looking back in retrospect, yeah, I was just releasing a lot of toxic people in my life.
Yeah.
And that's, at the end of the day, like, you know, you don't really take in your mental health until later on, right? Yeah. So when you're going through something and you're stressed, then you kind of realize, oh, I'm going
that's
through
what
this.
It was.
I'm, oh, yeah. You know, you don't realize that people are toxic till later. But right now, I don't have anyone that I want to cut off. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, my circle has already gotten small. I've already had people that were in my life
that's
that are not
happened,
in it
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I feel like even nowadays, like, with social media, like, there are so many people that you'll be friends on social media with so many people. People you don't talk to, people you don't care for, people that...
Or people that you knew in high school that you haven't talked to in, like, 30... Not 30 years. I'm so over-exaggerating. Let's say, like 10 years.
Yeah. But like, you'll still be, quote-unquote, friends with them.
So but you haven't said a word to them in 10 years.
You know what's
I think
crazy?
That's crazy.
You know what's even crazier? When you see that person in real life.
Do you even say hi to each other?
I've had people walk past me and I'm like, we're fully Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Like, I know everything that's in your life. I know you just got a dog. I know you just got married.
That's so weird.
All these, I know such intimate things about this person's life. And yet, in person, we walk past each other like we don't know each other.
That's so weird.
So I'm just like, it's, yeah. So
I never did that. I never ignored anyone that I saw in person. The only time I started doing that is when I went on Instagram cleanse.
And
so I was like, oh, I haven't talked to this person in a year and a half.
Yeah.
I just deleted everyone that I haven't talked to.
Yeah.
And the weirdest thing is, like, I deleted all these people because in my mind I was like, oh, I haven't seen this person in years. Just delete.
Yeah.
As soon as I did that,
they show up in
real life. I go to the mall and why am I seeing everybody? No. Everyone's just popping up out of nowhere. And I'm like, what? Like, I just deleted you
like
because I didn't see you in years. Yeah. And now here you are. So we got to ignore each other.
Oh my God. Now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to commit to it at that point.
Now that happened. Oh, I committed. I was like, nah, I'm not going to look stupid. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't want to be fake too, right? So I was just like, whatever.
And another cutting off moment that also happens a lot of times is when people get married, you know, it's kind of sad a little bit, you know, because you get married and your priorities change. You can't hang out with the same friends you want to. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm like, that's more natural. You're going to naturally drift apart. And I think the people that really want to be in your life.
But I also don't think that's a true friendship then.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the people who want to be in your life will still make that effort. And nothing.
Yeah, after they're married, they'll still try.
And they'll understand even if you guys see each other only, you know, once every 6 months.
Yeah.
It is what it is. That's just the dynamic. And you're going to feel a little sad because, you know, you wish things were still how it was, but...
And honestly, the difference, too, it's like, I had a friend that had a boyfriend, and every time she had a boyfriend, I literally would never hear from her.
Yeah.
I'd only hear from her when they, like, break up, whatever.
Yeah.
And then I had my best friend who, like, or one of my best friends who, like, got married, but, like, literally the contact did not change.
Same thing, right?
Yeah. We still kept in touch. We still saw each other. We still made an effort, and it's like, that's a true friendship.
Yeah. So the ones who want to be in your life will be around.
Yeah, they'll be around. They won't go anywhere. I really wonder what you're going through. I wish I knew your scenario.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to, like, maybe even send us a curious cat scenario to let us know.
Or just follow up in the DM. I mean, like...
Yeah, just follow up. Let us know, like, what exactly your issue is. Because maybe you do have someone in your life that's toxic. Maybe you're trying to figure out, should I cut them off? Should I not?
Yeah.
Maybe we
or
could...
Or maybe you're give realizing our insight. That some of your friendships are maybe ending and you just don't know if you should cut them off or make it work. So, depends.
Yeah. Hopefully that helped. So we're going to go back to our curious cats. Kay, I'm going to let you take over.
Okay. Let's go. Where did we leave off? I'm a 22-year-old Somali guy who's about to graduate from York University. Why can't I talk
congratulations.
Today? I go to school and with a lot of Somali girls, but anytime I've tried to interact with them, they don't give us the time of day. Who's us?
Who's us? Like, you and all your boys? Damn.
I've even gone to events, but these girls ain't looking our way.
So which way they looking?
I've started to think about marrying outside of Somalis because of my bad experiences with these Somali girls.
No.
Can a nigga holla at you without feeling like I got the H1N1?
This guy said H1N1. That was like 10 years ago.
Like, damn. And I know I'm not ugly, so please don't speculate. Sad face.
Aww.
Okay, well, glad you clarified that, because first I was gonna be like, well, maybe it's just you, nigga. So you're 22.
Don't kill me.
You're Somali. You go to York. Aren't there like tons? There's tons of East Africans at York, right?
So many at York.
So I went to, well, I guess it's too late now. I went to Ryerson.
Yeah. And I didn't go to York too, but I basically lived there.
I've been to York a few times just because, like, I heard about York. Like, it's lit, right? On certain
dates. Friends went there. We used to go there all the time. Exactly. What do you mean you heard?
Well, we weren't there as I went often there a lot. I didn't go as often as I wanted to.
Like, our mutual friends went there, but I guess I used to go there a lot more.
A lot more?
Yeah.
So if you're a 22-year-old, you're Somali, you've gone to events trying to talk to these other Somali girls, and they're not giving, quote-unquote, us, whoever that is, the time of day.
Maybe it's your delivery.
I was going to say, maybe it's your friends.
Maybe it's your friends. Why? What do you mean?
If you're showing up to a group of girls, and it's you and all your boys, and they're not giving you guys the time of day, it may not be you. If you're saying you're not ugly, it may be your friends they're not interested in, but you guys are coming as a group. Are you approaching these girls directly, one-on-one, or are you guys going up as a group?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too. I feel like it's the approach.
Yeah, if you guys are all showing up, like, five guys to a group of girls, like, if they're not feeling some of the guys, they're not going to pick one guy out of the group and say, I'll talk to you, but ignore your friends. Nah, you guys come as a package, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe it's someone in your group that they're not feeling. So it may not be you. It could be someone else in your group.
Maybe it's also the lines. Like, what do you guys say?
Yeah.
Like, are you guys directly going, hey, can I have your number? Like, no, don't do that. Because you're going to be with these girls on campus for, like, 4 years.
They're saying they're not even paying them time of day.
This guy said he's graduating, right? So he's already been on campus for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I guess that's past.
But he's also saying, they're not paying them any attention. Like, this goes back to the whole, like, I don't get it.
It's
insecurity, maybe. Do you want girls to walk around smiling at you? Like, what exactly does...
Oh my God, the whole, like, resting bitch face thing, right?
Yeah, like, what would it take for you to think that they're interested in you? Like, you have to do the work, my dude. Yeah. Like, you have to go to them.
Because, I can tell you right now, there's them not a lot of women who will go up to a guy. I'm not going to do it.
Listen, in your lifetime, sir, it's never going to happen. So don't walk around expecting that to happen. It's not. So you have to put in the work. You need to approach them respectfully and go one-on-one or go in a small group, like maybe you and your boy, and that's it. Don't go in a group of 10.
Yeah.
That's just mad awkward.
I feel like you should also start conversation casually.
Yeah.
Like.
So it's not a chop.
Let's don't make it look like a chop. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like, because at the end of the day, you're talking to educated women. These women are educated. Well, I'm not saying that uneducated women don't deserve respect, but I'm saying, like, not every woman likes to be chopped. Some do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But I feel like approaching a woman casually in every scenario could work. Right? As opposed to chopping them, because that's like a 50-50 situation, right?
Like, going up to a girl and being respectful and saying, hey, how's it going? How's your day? Blah, blah, has never not worked.
Yeah.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just, if you're at an event, hey, what's going on? Have you guys been to these events before?
So easy.
Like, you know, what's it like?
But you got to do it one-on-one. Like, so casual. Have to pinpoint who you want to talk to, and you need to go walk up to her one-on-one and do it.
Like, and it's also so obvious.
You can't do it as a group.
It's this has happened before. Like, we've been through this before, what? Where, like, you can tell that the guys before approaching you, like at an event or whatever, are already discussing who's going to get who.
Oh my gosh.
And then when they come up to you, they go directly to the girl that they've discussed. That they've chosen.
You're like, no.
And they act like subtle. We don't even realize it.
Oh,
it's
God.
So obvious.
Yeah.
And immediately I'm turned off.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, y'all really discussed based
you
off of looks
this.
Who's going to get
you
who.
You had a blueprint in the back room. I saw
That's
it.
What I'm saying. Like, it's so obvious. Like, just talk casually.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. Don't only talk to one girl and then ignore her friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, talk casually. You know? You can show a girl you like her. Maybe.
Yeah. But it's just got to be
gravitate
smaller.
Towards her a
it's
little bit more in the group, but you're
groups.
Still kind of like showing everyone the same conversation type of thing.
And if you're doing this one-on-one and time after time after time, none of these girls are interested in you, something's going on. You're not telling us something.
You're not telling us something.
There's something.
Are you a creep?
You're something.
Are you sliding in all their DMs?
You
because
know
listen, if you slide into more than one girl's DMs
they
they're all in the same group of friends, they're all going to know. They're all going to know you're a creep. They're all going to know, DM'd me too. Oh, he did. Nah, this guy's a player.
Yeah,
like, we're not dealing with him.
So there's something you're not telling us.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
There's a lot of East African girls at York.
There's so many.
So many.
Way more than like.
You're telling me not one girl
Yeah.
could have been a match.
No.
Because as the man, it's your duty.
And you know, that whole comment. Win her over. That whole comment about
be romantic, be sweet, say something. Well, not off the bat, but like, you know, start off casually. And then when you're like kind of getting more contact, maybe add each other on social media, then you can show her you like her. You know?
And that whole comment about, I want to marry outside my Somali race. Like, why? Nigga, who the fuck told you this would be easier with a non-Somali?
I know.
I don't understand this lie. Like, do you want to go date like a white girl? Like, I don't understand.
Why do they think it's going to be easier?
Why? Like, I don't get it
either.
Where did this come from? You don't think you'll struggle just as much? Boy, bye.
If you think your own women are not desiring you, then...
If your own women do not accept you...
Why do you think any other woman would?
Yeah. Or like, why do you think you have to put in less work for that?
Yeah.
Come on now.
I hate that shit.
Come on now.
So there's something you're not telling us.
Yeah.
You know what? Congratulations for graduating. Mabruk. There's something you're not telling us. If you want to come back in the DM and say, hey, that was me. And then tell us a little bit more. We could give you a little bit more insight. Okay.
Hope that helped.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm a 21-year-old male Somali listener from cold-ass Sweden.
Oh.
The land of IKEA and the Nobel Prize.
Oh,
thank you for IKEA. A lot of my furniture is from there.
I've been to Sweden. I appreciate it. I get it.
And work as a biomedical scientist. Mashallah. Hey.
As a 21-year-old?
Yeah, that's wild.
That's impressive.
Your podcast is most definitely one of my favorites. Facts, no printer.
Hey.
That's funny. I never heard that one before. At work, I have your podcast on speaker and always get side-eyed by white coworkers.
Oh my God.
I'm so embarrassed. I am so embarrassed right now.
First of all, the amount of people...
My annoying-ass voice... You're telling me he's on blast at a lab in Sweden?
People have sent us messages showing, like, taking pictures of them listening to our podcast in a car.
And I always get so embarrassed.
And I'm just like,
my voice is so annoying.
I sound so annoying. So,
I
cannot even imagine my
voice. I don't even know how I got the will to even do a podcast because I hate my voice.
I rarely listen to our episodes.
This is why when I was younger, I barely talked to my voicemail. I always had music.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I just hate my voice.
We all did, yeah.
But my mentor, But my mentor knows I'm one of the smartest in the lab and always come up with new projects. And alhamdulillah, I've already published 3 papers. Mashallah.
Hey,
she can't tell me nothing. No, she can't. Okay.
No, not at all.
And now she is an avid listener too. Shut up. What? She ain't Muslim and white as snow. What? She listens to us?
Us?
And laughs? Like what? Like, I don't even get it. Why do people find us funny? I don't understand this. You guys are too funny. What the... And always keeping it real.
That. Wow.
You ask for questions from us men, but I have nothing. Oh. Just wanted to big you guys up and hope you keep up the good work. Aw.
Wow, that's amazing. So I never would have thought in a million years.
Don't kill me.
You would have convinced your white as snow manager to listen to us too on speaker
in a lab in Sweden.
Like, that's nuts to me.
Okay, I don't know why, but in my mind, you know what I'm picturing?
What?
Like a small little lab in like the North Pole.
What?
And like. Like this Somali kid there with like his white manager, and they're just like listening to us on speaker.
Okay, that's not what I expected. That's not what I envisioned.
I'd just be ignorant, shit, you know.
Okay, that's not what I imagined.
I'd just be ignorant.
That's hilarious. Thank you, man. Holy shit.
That was really sweet. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I really thought there was gonna be a question at the end of that.
Yeah, I did too, but I guess not.
Okay, let's do the next one. I feel like we kind of answered this a little bit. Okay, whatever.
No, we gotta read them all.
Question is, why do girls care? Let me say that again. Why do girls care about height so much? Like, it seems so superficial and pathetic from a man's perspective. I guess it means perspective, that you choose a potential from how tall he is. LOL. Please let me understand, y'all, because a nigga be bugging. LOL. No anger, by the way. I'm 6 feet, but I'm just curious. I feel like this is the same guy from before who was talking to that girl that's 5'1".
No, but here's the thing. The last guy who said he was 6 foot, he was the one with the issue, not the girl. This guy is the one having the issue.
So what he's saying, why do girls care so much about height?
In the other situation, the girl didn't care. The guy cared.
True.
But this guy's saying that girls care.
Yeah.
Maybe he's short.
No, he said.
Oh,
no,
he said he's 6 foot.
He's like, no anger. He's like, I'm 6 feet. But
you a lie.
I'm just curious.
You a damn lie.
Do you have an answer for this one? I kind of have, like...
You're taller than me, so I feel like you have more to
say. I mean, if you want to break it down, I just feel like it's biology. Like, it's the same reason why you look at a woman with curves and hips and you're naturally, like, attracted to that versus a girl who has a boy shape. Like, it's just... we look at men to be like protectors. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and if we're looking at like hunter-gatherer times, mm-hmm. like you want someone that's bigger than you, mm-hmm. more powerful, stronger. So height kind of comes with that because mm-hmm. it's someone that's seen as more protective for you. So as women, yeah. we want someone who can do that. So I don't think it's, but now obviously I think that's kind of, I don't want to say it's evolved, but now it's like, there's like a, it's like a social status too, right? For a man, yeah. like height is one of the most important feet. Like other guys, it's not just women that look at guys, it's also men look men at each look other. At, like yeah. they value height. Like even the fact that you wanted to mention, FYI, I'm 6 feet. Like you exactly. wanted to throw that's that in so there true. Because for you as a man, you know as well the value that that comes with. So I feel like it is, yeah, it is, sure, you can call it superficial, but it's the same way you want a woman to look physically a certain way too. You can't, don't lie and say you don't care about what a woman looks like physically. Exactly. Like that's stop so that. So it goes both ways. And height is important. I mean, some women will tell you, I don't want, I had a friend say this, I don't want short children. Like if I have yeah, kids true. With I've a heard man, that before. Yeah. you know what I mean? I want my kids to be tall because people in my family are short.
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Girls, sometimes it's as silly as I want to be able to wear heels. I don't want to be limited in the clothes I wear.
Yeah.
So if I'm a tall girl.
Which is like so shallow. But
yeah, okay. it is so shallow. But like it's a reality. If I'm walking yeah. around, I want the guy to be taller than me. Yeah. And I want to be able to wear what I want to wear. I don't know. I don't really think it's that crazy. Height is such a, mm-hmm. it's like any other physical attribute people have preferences with.
I guess for me, like I'm not short, but I'm not tall. I guess I'm in the middle. Yeah. But I don't know. For me, I don't like when I'm lied to because I've been in that situation where someone said they were a certain height. They were shorter. The ones who brought it up too. I didn't ask, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we saw each other for the first time, they were like half an inch shorter than me. And I was like, what? Like, why did you lie? Like, that's so stupid. I'm going to see
yeah.
you.
Yeah. But it's something guys are insecure about, right? Guys are insecure about height.
It's also so stupid because I'm going to see you. Like, I don't understand. Yeah. So I don't like being lied to because it just comes off insecure as well. And that's a turn off, right? You want someone who's confident and whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. For someone my height, I don't think I should complain. Like, I don't know why I like tall guys. I just do. But I also would never turn a guy down because he didn't fit the height description that I wanted to check off.
I also think, I think if girls are short and they're looking for a guy that's taller than 6'1 or something like that, then okay, that's just a girl that's superficial.
Then you're just being,
there's nothing else to it, really. But if it's
unless it's because she doesn't want short kids.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like one of those reasons that you're
saying.
So
some people are just, and honestly, I don't know, I feel like it's one of those topics that I'm like,
it's just like a cat and dog thing, like the chicken and the eggs. It's just a women and versus men thing. It's just, it's always going to be a topic of discussion.
And truth be told, not every woman out there is really that picky. I think they want them to be taller.
Yeah. I had friends with short husbands or like husbands the same height as them.
Same height, yes.
The exact same height as them.
A lot of women are like, he just needs to be taller than me. She could be 5'2". You'd be like, he just needs to be over 5'5". Yeah. That's not technically tall, but it's tall enough for her. So not every woman
out
actually,
there. You know what? When me and you actually take it in, like our married friends, they all have husbands that are their height.
Yeah.
Only one of them have a tall husband that's taller than her.
Exactly. So
it's not something that like, I don't know, we really personally we see that
when you're like dating someone, it's just for fun, you want someone that's taller than you for all these superficial reasons, but when it comes down to like finding a partner like a spouse, I don't think it's that deep.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Halal dating option, how do you guys go about it in the most halal way if you know of someone and trying to get to know them, like step by step and duration till marriage? That insight would be nice.
Wait, step by step? They want us to give step by step?
Yeah. I'm like, I am not listen, I'm not an istada. Ustad, I'm not a sheikh. I don't like to give advice where like I don't know.
I appreciate that you trusted us with that kind of question.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I mean, I know to me what halal dating is because I've done my part in researching and stuff. But I don't like preaching it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not an ustad. Like, you know what I mean? I mean,
just don't do what the other guy did. Study the fiqh and
all
episode.
That. To tell you like all the. I feel like you should be talking to your local imam. Yeah. I'm assuming you're a guy because this is a guy's edition.
Yeah.
After Jum'ah prayer, go talk to your imam.
Maybe he's asking because we have mentioned halal dating.
Oh, okay. How do you go about it in the most halal way?
We'll tell you our opinion of how we've done it.
If you're trying to get to know someone. Okay, so I guess they just want to know us, how we do it.
That's all we can give.
Yeah, that's all I can really do from... So you want to go first?
So for me, if you're trying to go about things halal, the most important thing is obviously... there's a lot of steps, obviously, before actually meeting in person with, like, you know, texting and all that.
Time.
But obviously, once you do hang out in person, I mean, the people have mixed opinions about whether or not you need to have like a wali with you or not. I've reached out to a sheikh before in the past and be like, what exactly is the most halal way of doing it? And you just have to be in a public setting. The
idea with that witnesses.
You just can't be alone.
So I've heard that from the sheikh, and I've also heard that from relatives who are like, oh, if you go to a coffee shop and there are witnesses, there are people there, it's technically
allowed. If you're allowed. In a public place with other people.
But then other people will be like, oh, but they're not your wali.
So
it's not allowed. So there's just like that weird back and forth. I get it. Yeah.
So for me, I'm just like, you just have to make sure. I mean, I guess the general consensus is don't go
to a private area
together. Yeah. I don't know. Like, don't go. Which, why would you be doing anyways? But just try to be as public as much as possible.
Yeah.
Try to keep the conversation as neutral as possible, which is obviously very hard once you start getting to know the person. And once you've got the basics out the way, it gets really hard at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to figure out how to maneuver through that while still keeping things in check. So you need to check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to check the other person as well while you're having conversations. This is also through texting, calling, which is hard because if you're starting to get like romantically involved, you're going to start, you know, you're gonna get feelings for the person, so you're gonna be a lot more flirty.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you just need to, before you even start doing anything, have a checklist of what exactly it is. Get a checklist of what you want, get the questions of what you want to get covered, and try to follow those questions as much as possible in the most natural way.
Yeah,
you don't want to be robotic about things.
You don't want to be like, hi, how are you? Okay, how many kids do you want? Exactly. And how many times you
you can do it in a natural way. Try to get, you know,
Through conversation.
You get all your questions answered. And then I think once you know
that you want to meet this person,
or even if you've hung out with them and you know this is the person you want to potentially marry, let the person know and then kind of see from there.
Some girls immediately have to tell, like, that's the thing, everyone's different, right? So some girls will say, like, I can't talk to you unless you talk to my wali first.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to, like, figure out the type of girl that you're talking to, and you know, you need to be comfortable with her approach as well.
Yeah, so it may be different. It may be something you're not used to.
Yeah, like if you've never done it before and you're nervous.
Yeah.
But you definitely want to keep a halal, do it, right? So talk to her wali. I've had someone talk to my wali before.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. See, girls find it a little different because sometimes they don't have a brother and the only wali they have is like their dad. And like, it's scary when you tell your dad because...
Yeah.
You know, it's a cultural issue, right? Because culturally, for a lot of women, East African women, like, if you tell your parents, oh, I'm talking to someone, immediately they think marriage.
Yeah, they're already planning the wedding.
Like, who is the family? Calling them or meeting them to immediately.
Which is the reason why so many people keep it, like,
this is
secret.
Why a lot of people, and that's the thing, like, it's astaghfirullah, like, our, you know, the parenting culturally, like, it needs a little touch up. Like, you know, they shouldn't be pressuring their daughters to marry every guy that approaches them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think for that reason, a lot of girls hide it, unfortunately, mm-hmm. from their parents.
Yeah, but their friends because
it's just too much
pressure,
right? They just want like the freedom to like get to know them
on their own terms
and their own time.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that you have to be open to understanding as well. It could be like the most amazing girl. It's just that she doesn't want to deal with the cultural pressure. So maybe you want to talk to her wali, but she's not comfortable. So you have to be okay with that too, right? So you might be in a situation where like you don't. Like, you can't reach her wali, or you have to, right?
And the thing also is, just because you want to do things in a halal way doesn't necessarily mean the girl wants to as well.
That's true.
There are some people who are, they'd rather just date in the westernized way of thinking, right?
Yeah, even if she's a hijabi. People think all hijabis are like...
Yeah, some people are just like, no, I want to date you first. So if you are looking to do things as halal as possible, you might want to mention that the second you meet someone. Yeah. Or before you meet
them. Because you don't want to waste each other's time.
Yeah, because if you guys are not on the same page from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
And also, like, what are your intentions? Like, well, I mean, your intentions is halal dating. So I'm assuming it's marriage.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not going to really be, like, entertaining multiple women. Like, I mean, yeah, you want to get to know multiple women so you can pick the one you like. But you're not, like,
just dating
in a romantic, westernized dating way.
Yeah.
Dating multiple women. Because then that's just, like, cheating.
Kind of defeats the purpose, too.
Yeah. And this is what's great about halal dating. It's because, like, you can talk to multiple people.
Yeah.
And it's totally halal. It's not frowned upon. You're getting to know people for the purpose of marriage. So, you know what I mean?
It's a numbers game.
The Western way of dating is, like, you can only talk to one at a time or else you're considered a cheater.
Yeah.
Because you obviously commit and then, you step out of that commitment, you're a cheater, right? Yeah. But with halal dating, it kind of gives you more flexibility. How do you advise a brother who is naturally shy?
Wait, is this the next question?
Yeah, it's another question. Okay. How do you advise a brother... Wait, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
No, okay. That was it.
How do you advise a brother who is naturally shy to overcome his shyness to approach women?
Aww.
That is so cute. Like, that is so, like...
It's pretty a grown man, by the way.
But I still find that cute. Because then I think about those idiots that are like, psst, psst, hey, baby, what are you saying, dog? Like, I can't stand niggas like that. Like, so what I see reading this just makes me feel like, wow, there are guys out there who aren't, like,
that are just genuinely just shy. Like, oh, he's not being rude. He's just shy.
He's just shy. Like, I love that. So what do you... I don't know. My advice is, yo, you got to man up. Like, I don't know what to say.
Nah.
I don't know what to say. Like, yo, if you want to talk to a woman, you have to approach her. Like, you have to man up.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself, too. Like, what does shyness mean? Is your heart racing? Are you sweating? Mm-hmm. That could be anxiety, right?
True.
So that might be something that you have to... look into how to cope with your anxiety or whatever the case is, so that when you see a woman that you want to approach, you'll know kind of like how to prepare before approaching her, like breathing techniques. I don't know, like, there's so, like, many different ways to overcome things. Anxiety. Like, I would say, like, look into that. But you gotta man up. I don't know. That's just me, man. Gotta do it.
If he's shy, I don't know. I've always felt like, I don't know, people place such a emphasis on, like, oh, go talk to her or go get her number or whatever, mm-hmm. go approach her. To me, I'm like, all you're doing is having a conversation. Because I know there's so many times I'd be talking to my friends, I'd be like...
Yeah, I'm not saying go up to her and go, hey, what are you saying? Yeah. Like, can I get your number? That's not what I'm saying. I'm, like, saying go up to her and talk to her.
Yeah, I know, but I think sometimes guys think, like, oh, I have to have game. Like, you know, I gotta be slick with it, all these things. But a lot of times, I promise you, a lot of women just want someone to have a regular conversation.
Yeah.
Talk to me like I'm a regular person.
Like I'm a regular person.
Just treat me normally.
And if I'm at an event, ask me, hey, how's the event going?
Guys. And I think guys will put up a front sometimes. Mm-hmm. Or they try to, like, act. I don't know.
Or they use the excuse that you had a resting bitch face.
Yeah. Or, like, they want to approach you or whatever. So I think if you're just genuinely shy, you just have to get... It takes practice, for one.
Yeah.
So...
practice with your friends.
I was gonna say, if you have any female friends.
Well, clearly this guy's too shy. Like, no, I don't know.
Friends, though,
maybe. Okay.
Even if they're family related, like, get into the cousins, habit of, like, talking to women, for mm-hmm. one, not on a relationship or a romantic way. Just literally have conversations with women as if they're human beings, as if they're a regular person. Get into the habit of just talking to them, so you don't put them on this weird pedestal, and maybe that'll help you when you're actually talking to someone on a more romantic way.
Yeah.
So that's my advice. It's just practice.
Have you ever heard of power posing?
What is that? No.
So it's really interesting. There's a TED talk about what power posing is. It's kind of like the idea of how you carry yourself physically, like mm-hmm. your posture, mm-hmm. your facial expressions, mm-hmm. and how that can actually affect your it can affect you mentally.
Oh, okay.
Right? So a lot of people, what they do is, before an interview, they'll power pose. So power posing could be like standing up with your back straight, shoulders back, neck up, confident, smiling, breathe in and out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just literally the way you could be standing or sitting, and someone and you will give off a different type of power structure, right? So a lot of people, and it's been scientifically proven as well, right? To give you more confidence. Mm-hmm. So whoever you are listening, maybe you can try power posing, look it up, watch the TED talk, maybe learn more about it. Mm-hmm. I know it's going to sound a little weird, like power pose before you meet up a girl. I'm not saying, like, when you see a girl, straighten up your back, smile. But that's going to be a little weird because she'll notice.
Yeah.
Maybe go to the washroom for a couple minutes. Power pose in the washroom, in the stall.
Give yourself, like, a little pep talk. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, before you do it.
Yeah. So, and then come out more confident and, you know, if you have anxiety, try breathing techniques. And then maybe go up and talk to her. Or
I feel like
even sliding the DMs, I don't know, or Facebook or
whatever. Yeah, or if you want, if you want someone to set you up with someone else, you could try that as well.
But maybe try online dating first.
You could,
because you're kind of like behind the screen.
That's more nerve-wracking though, sometimes for people.
But you're not actually seeing them in person.
But then you eventually have to, and it's like a whole stranger as opposed to.
But then it kind of breaks the ice to get to know them a little bit before you meet them. No.
Oh yeah, true.
I would assume.
Yeah, that's a good point. You could actually try that.
Because then when you meet up in person, you just continue on the conversation that you had before.
Yeah.
As to starting
a whole stranger. Like, because it is nerve-wracking, I think, to walk up to a random girl and try to, like, talk to them out of nowhere. Like, it is. But you gotta practice. You gotta practice it. You know what I mean? And it's okay if you get shut down. I feel like that's a rite of passage for guys.
That's a rite of passage.
It is what it is. Okay. Next question. Hey ladies, hope you're doing well. I'm currently talking to this one girl and we're really vibing with each other. Sorry, side note. Can we talk about how many relationship questions and dating questions we're getting?
And they're all young. They're like early 20s.
This one, I don't know how old this one is. Hold on. Okay, anyways. I'm currently talking to this girl and we're really vibing with each other. Mm-hmm. It's been a few months and things are getting pretty serious. We had a few serious conversations where we're really opened up with one another. Cool. One of the things she casually mentioned was that she was pretty promiscuous in her early 20s.
Oh, so this is a guy who's not in his 20s then. Okay.
So maybe late 20s, maybe early
30s. Early
30s. My question 20s. Is, if we eventually decided we wanted to get married, would it be wrong for me to ask her to get tested? I wouldn't mind if we both got tested.
Wow. What's wrong with getting tested? That's actually smart. What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Especially if she has a problem with you asking her to get tested, that's just weird. Because at the end of the day, like, it's your safety. Your health.
I was also just going to say, I'm like, am I the only one that just assumed everyone got tested before they got married?
No.
I assumed that was a thing.
I didn't know that.
I was... maybe it's just...
I didn't know that was a thing.
I just thought, the second you tell me that you've slept with anyone in your past...
You got to get tested, yeah.
You got to get tested. Yeah. So to me, I thought it was part of the list of questions you ask someone. Like, do you have a job?
Yeah.
Do you have a car? Do you have an STD? I don't know.
Like, yeah.
To me, it's on the list. So I don't think it's weird.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And I think if you feel like you'll offend her, bruh, I think she already admitted to you that she's been promiscuous in her 20s.
Yeah.
You guys have clearly gone past that barrier of talking about any sexual past or whatever. If you're worried about being offensive to her, you could just tell her it's one of my requirements.
And also, are you waiting to agree to get married, then get tested? Or do you want to do it before? I think you should do it before you agree to get married.
Yeah, I think so too.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
You don't even have to go with her. You guys can do it separately and then show each other the results.
It should just be a checklist item. And you could just say, like, you know, if I get serious with someone, it's something I always ask. You could say something you always ask, even if you don't.
At the end of the day, it's your body, it's your health. Yeah, yeah, take care of yourself. Like,
and
it's,
at the end of the day,
why wouldn't you?
You never know. Like, maybe she wants to know, but is scared to ask too. So,
like, if I find out the guy I'm talking to and I literally want to marry him, I'm like, yo, we're ready. And I find out he was a hoe, you're getting tested. Yeah. Like,
but I think
nothing wrong with that.
But I think he just doesn't want to offend her. Because to tell a girl, like, can you go get tested?
Are you really not going to get tested? Ask her to get tested because you don't want to offend her?
I think that's a question, though.
No, it's not being offensive.
I don't think it is.
To me, it's no.
I think if you guys have already passed that point, don't worry about it. Just say it in a way that you're just, you know, it's because you want to be serious with her, not because you don't trust
her. And I think it's cool that you accepted her, because a lot of guys are very shallow and they're like, oh, like, I would never date a girl.
And
who's,
if she
like,
gets offended at something like that, like, no, that's weird. Why would someone?
That'd be kind of weird if she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that answered your question. It was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, just...
His thing was long, but it was like a straightforward answer, right? So, our men... Oh, my God. I can't even read this. I feel so ebb. Like, what is this?
That's a troll.
So
troll message.
Someone sent us a curious cat trolling us because there's like this meme going around. And it's a very provocative meme. Okay. Should I read this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to read it. You read it.
Pretty much it just says... The question is, are men allowed to moan in bed?
Y'all stupid, bro. Like, whoever sent that, you're stupid. But, yo, I'm actually wondering if this is a genuine question.
No, it's not.
It can't be.
It's not.
Ask your partner. Done.
No.
Next.
Not a question.
Ask your partner. That's it.
Yeah. Oops.
The hell? That was the stupidest question I've ever heard.
Must not be. And if you're not sure, just go through the memes, and I think the answer is right there.
Which is, I've been seeing all these, like, funny-ass memes.
Yes, they are. Why not?
I don't even know. It's just a weird question.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know.
That actually wraps up all the questions we got, right? Did we get any since then?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Anything in our DMs to go through? I just want to make sure we go through it all, because I feel like we had a few that were like save, and make sure don't forget.
Yeah, it's pretty
nothing.
That's it.
Cool. Okay. Well, on that note, guys. Hope you enjoyed.
I'm tired, man. We did a live, we did this, and we did Curious Cat.
So much talking. I've never talked so much in my life.
I know. I'm tired.
I'm done. But I hope you guys enjoyed this. Thank you so much
for
everyone.
Thanks for tuning in.
You know what I mean? Like, we've gone through all of our Curious Cats right now. So we're done.
Yeah, I know. So we're like fresh.
Yeah, so we're
done. If we missed you by any chance, I don't know. Like, maybe send us a refresher. I don't think we missed anybody. But
anyone that sent us a question and we had follow-ups, we would appreciate any follow-up messages so we know what happened. And yeah, so thanks to everyone. If you have any episode suggestions that you want us to talk about, slide in our DMs, let us know.
And also, if we answered your question and you just want to follow up, please send us another follow up. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I hope you guys enjoyed. Join us on our next live.
Yes.
Yeah, if you guys have any suggestions for like what you guys want us to do on our lives, I don't know, let us know, because we're still getting used to this whole live thing.
Talking
like
in front of an audience.
Yeah, so let us know. Yeah, that's all I pretty much want to say.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. How about that question?
Why, what kind of man want a wife today who can't hold a conversation? No, don't a man want to sit up and talk to you about babies?
Come on, let's go. The bus already outside, man. Y'all got three.
No, let's go. Boy, no.
Why?
No,
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 why?
No,